Okay, today's daf is Kedushin daf Lamed Beis. Kedushin daf Lamed Beis. We are starting with the two dots, Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, on the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. Ezehu Mora ve'ezehu Kibud. What are we talking about? Kibud of Aim. And the Gemara asks, what is Mora? Mora Kibud, Mora Ava Aim? Fear or awe of the mother and the father, ve'ezehu Kibud. And what is Kibud? Kibud, giving honor. What are examples of these? So Mora, it was an example of Mora, or lo omi bimkomo, one cannot stand in the father's place. For lo yoshe bimkomo, and not sit in his place. What do those two mean? What does omi bimkomo mean? Father has a place where he stands. Sitting, you know, he has a place in makom kavu where he sits. Rashi says, lo omi bimkomo, bimakom hamiyuchad la'aviv, la'amot sham, besod zakenim, im chaveirav be'etza. In the place where the father stays, let's say with the father's friends, with the other elders of the city, is a specific designated area. So that's where, it's not just that your father has a place to stand at home, and he doesn't have a place to stand at home, he has a place to sit at home. But a place to stand at home, so Rashi says no. Rashi says it's a place where the father stands, and so is the Kenev. It's really taking his position. When the tour quotes this Rashi, who quotes the Rashi, he quotes it on both. He says, lo omid bimkomo, lo yeshe bimkomo, pirish Rashi, and he quotes that from Rashi, makom amyuchad la'amot sham besod zakenim. And then he says, and the Ramah, the Yad Ramah quotes, tuha did bimakom amyuchad lahaseh beveso, also in the house. So it appears, says the Beis Yosef, that the tour thinks that there's a machlokas here between Rashi and the Ramah. Well, he quotes pirish Rashi, and the Ramah kosev is also in the house. But the Beis Yosef says, I don't think so. I don't think there's any machlokas here. He thinks Rashi would agree to the Ramah. Right, but what Rashi's telling you, an added chiddush. You might think that only by yeshiva there's a place of makam kavua, but standing. Where do you ever have a place of makam kavua where you stand? Your father doesn't have a place where he stands in the house. So says Rashi, oh, but if it's a place outside the house, where it's, I don't know, in the city council, in the some public place where the father usually expresses his opinion, certain area, and the son stands there, that's also zilusa. Shemach shev atzmo michlal anshei ha'itza, v'nimshu shehu mashva atzmo la'aviv. He's equating himself with his father. So therefore, it says the Beis Yosef, it's Ibn Reish Mem, that he does not think that there is any machlokas here. And the Aruch HaShulchan, by the way, says all these halachas not only apply to the father, even though it's all the masculine in our Gemara, but also to the mother. Right? It says the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Mem, Upashurhu Degam Be'imo Hadin Kain. Right? Same thing with the mother. Ela Mishum Dein Derech Lisha Lios Labakam Kavua. The mother hasn't, you know, many houses. You know, the father has the makam kavua. The mother's like, I sit anywhere. Wherever I'll sit here, I'll sit there. The father has the makam kavua. Right? So that's what he said. But the same thing would apply. It's just not as common. But if the mother would have the makam kavua, the same thing would apply. But okay, immediately makam kavua, let's say, for example, in shul. Let's say the mother has the makam kavua in shul. The daughter cannot sit in that seat. Right, that's a b'chena bas. Ein la lam b'beisach nesa shol nashim b'makom amyuchal li'ima. Elam kinus nesa l'reshus. B'chena ben. And then he says, at the end, ukim dumani, writing 100 years ago, turn of the 20th century, sha'achshav habanim omdim b'makom aviyem b'beisach nesa k'sha'av eino sham. So why is it a lot of times when the father's not in shul, the son's like standing where the father stands, and sitting where the father sits, using the father's shtender, right? So why is that? So you have a time, it must be that's the minog. And once there's the minog, then there's an implicit rishus given. So it must be that's an understanding that we have today, that people do that. Okay. Says the Gemara, so you can't sit in his place, velo soser es dvarav, and also not to contradict his words. What does soser es dvarav mean? So the Tosfos Riyazakin, first of all, says only in his lifetime. Last line, mistavar kol hani dafka b'chayev. Only in one's lifetime, this halakha applies velo soser es dvarav. What does that mean, not to contradict his words? So the number of all the achronim get involved here. The Taz says that means if your father has a shita, you know, rather than arguing with him, you know, is there somebody else that agrees with your father? So argue with him. Quote it, b'shem, the other person, and then argue with him. So you're not getting your father involved, says the Taz. The Chazon Ish says, whenever one argues with their father, never to say it in a Lashon Hachlata, for certain. Abba, that's wrong. Abba, and we'll see exactly how to formulate it later on the daf, but near a dafka b'lashon Hachlata, Abba lit on b'svara u'lahakshos shari. Shall I call Talmidim, Donna b'fnei Rabbim, v'sas v'divrehem? Right, every Talmud and Rab, which is similar to the Av and the Ben. So you're allowed to discuss, you're allowed to ask. B'afil lachlok b'svarah b'lashon hechlet shalom b'fun of mutter. It's all about the dinim of covet, but it's doesn't it, isn't it, could it be? right? Anything that's not a lashon hachlata, says the Chazanish in Siman Kuf Mem Tes, that would be okay. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan in that same Siman, Siman Reish Mem, he has a suffik. Does this whole issue about lachlok al dvarav apply only by Torah? Issues in Torah, or what about by mili da'alma? What if your father expresses an opinion about a political candidate, and you want to argue, right? So im rashoy lister dvarav al achriya. You're allowed to say that, or you can say something about a sports team, you can say something about the business, right? You're allowed to argue. Ulai dafka b'torah havi heder hakavod. Maybe dafka in Torah, it's a lack of kavod to argue in the most special of topics of inyanim. V'lo b'mili d'alma. Oh, lehefech. Or just the opposite. Kivan, even in the very Torah, you can't argue on him. Well, you might have thought it's kol shamayim. So then surely, mili d'alma. V'chi nira ikr. And I think it's nira ikr that you can't argue even by mili d'alma. V'dover pasha. But it's obvious, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if the father asks you your opinion, and he wants to know your opinion, obviously you don't have to be kaf of them. D'imaviv omer lo return of the Shema da'etcha, enu tzarech, she omer lo echu tzarech, Echu, so she amalo kafia nirlo, heim de vitora heim de amal. Kafiu kashataitu afuchim das aviv. That's obvious because the father's dafka asking his opinion, so then he's allowed to say it. Okay, but that's the issue of soser as varav. Velo, back to the Gemara, velo machrio. What does machrio mean? Let's say there's a machlokas between your father and someone else, you can't decide that machlokas. I'm going to be machrio against my father. Machrio, to lean, give a hachra. So you can't do that when it's your father involved, right? Plead the fifth. Those are all examples of Mora. What about Kavod? Kibud? So those are the opposite. My Mora is more of fear not doing things, and Kibud is doing things. Ma'achil u'mashke, giving him to eat and drink. Ma'albishu m'chase, giving him clothing and covering him, right? What Chum did not do. Ma'achnisu motzi, and to help him get places, right? But giving rides, taking them places, bringing them in, bringing them out. Ibai lehu. Mishel mi. A person obviously has to have kibud and mora, kibud avim. So, who pays for that? Who has to pay for the mitzvah? Who has to pay for the taking care of, for the taxis? What if I could pay for it, and my father also has a bank account? I'm doing it for him, so do I have to pay for it? So, machlokes, Rav Yehuda Amar Mishel Ben, right, from the son has to pay for it. Rav Nasan Baroshi Amar Mishelav, right, from the father. Orele Rabban, Rav Yermi, Rav Amalei, Rav Redi, Rav Yermiya, Kamanda Amar Mishel Av. Right, you go like Mishel Av, and Tosfos here discusses in Oru whether that's the psak. Right, Tosfos says it's Mashma Shekach Halacha V'Kach Pasuk B'Shiltos Rav Achoy. Right, the Shiltos also paskes like that. It comes from the father. Upasuk Hechad Leslie Live. Let's say the father's broke, and the son has, then the son has to take care of him. But Meikir Hadin, then it comes from the father. It's amazing. It's my mitzvah. How can I use my father's money for my mitzvah? Why Hashavas Aveda? I could use the other guy's money. Right, Biker Cholim. I could put it on the bill of the patient. I'm going to visit you, but you'll pay the tolls. Right, what kind of... Why is it Mishalav? So a number... Achronim suggests... I saw this in the name of... Just find this. Quote of Bishim Amro. In the name of the Afike Ayil. Not sure who that is. Goes on the bottom. Of Zadel Epstein. Oh, right, he says, what's the issue? The issue is something that we didn't get discussed because I think it was on a Shabbos daf. And that is Kibbut of Aim. Kibbut of Aim. The nature of that mitzvah, the root of that mitzvah, is that more a Ben Adam Lachavero, or is that a Ben Adam Lamakom? Right, we know it's in the first five of the Aseret HaDibros, that's the most common point made, and that by first five are Ben Adam Lamakom, and the second are Ben Adam Lachavero. Anochi Shem Lakecha, and Lo Yelacha, and Shvu Ashav, and Shabbos. So then you get to Ben Adam Kibbut of Aim. So the fact that it's in the first five, right, some Rishonim say, you know, makes it Ben Adam Lamakom. But if it's been Adam Mamakom, so then it's possible that, you know, it's different than other mitzvahs. Maybe Mishalav, he's the recipient of my mitzvah, but it's really my mitzvah, so why should... Or do you say the opposite? No, it's my mitzvah there, but Adam Mamakom, so I should have to do it. But maybe this is a different kind of Ben Adam Machavero. So he'll have to pay for it. This is the subject of the Menchas Chinuch. Menchas Chinuch in mitzvah Laman Gimel, where you would have thought, mitzvahs kibud av aim. He has a suffix where he says, Ani Mesupik. What's the halacha l'maisa difference between Adam Lamakom and Adam Chavero? Do you have to ask your father forgiveness if you are machabit him before Yom Kippur? We know only by Mitzvahs Ben Adam Lachavero I have to be Merates Chavero, but not by Mitzvahs Ben Adam Lamakom. This is the Minchas Chinuch. There's a mitzvah of being nice to everybody in the world. V'atzel Recha Kamocha. There's an added additional point of being machabed your father, being machabed your Rebbe. So if you're not machabed, so is that a lack? You didn't do anything worse than you did to any other person in the world. You are mechabidim. So is that a lack in Ben Adam Lamakom? Is an added Xeris HaKasav, the Torah says to be mechabid your father. maybe to lead to, like the Chinuch says, to lead to Kavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But maybe my father's not really the address, and if I'm not Mechabed him, I don't have to ask forgiveness before Yom Kippur. Or no, the whole point of the added covet is to make this a super Ben Adam Machavero. That's his Safek. Imke b'mitzvah zu shal kibud duhu nosaf t'gzeras ha-kasevi. D'nosav ha-kibud kal adam t'ba'ad ha-macher in Yisrael l'tzaro v'kan mitzvah l'chavdo imo kibdo efter d'irak mitzvahs ha-makom baruchu v'lo ben adam ha-chavero. Right, that's it. Or do you say no? K'shem sh'ashem yisbarach tziva zu ha-mitzvah ben adam ha-chavero ha-vi ben adam ha-chavero v'lo ma'ani tshuv v'lo shiraz yisav v'ima. So he comes up with an afkamina, but that's an afkamina. Ben adam ha-makom ben adam ha-chavero. The lashon of the Ramban after the mitzvah of Shabbos, the Ramban says, Hishlim kol masha anu chayavin b'divrei haborei ba'atzmo u'bichvodo v'chazar l'tzavot otanu b'inyanei hanivraim. Now, with Aseret Dibra, number 4, Dibra number 5, we start talking about the Nivraim. So you stop there, you're like, okay, menon l'chavero. But then he has the line, v'hishchil min ha'av shehulu dol l'toldo sav ke'inyin borei mishtatef yitzira. So we start with number 5, with the father, because the father's like a borei, right? Like we had yesterday at the 3 Shutvin Ba'adam. So is he like saying now, he's putting this back with the Ben Adam HaMakoms? It's unclear with the Ramban. You can look at the Ramban's on the Aseret Dibros, they're unbelievable. Everyone. So if you look in Yisro and Perachaf, Pasuk Yud Beis, that's where the Ramban discusses it, and you have to wonder whether it's, he's saying there's a break now, or not. It's a continuation of the first 5. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Meisvei. So we said it's Pandora Mishalab, that you pay for it from the father's bank account, if the father has money. Meisvei. So Akalamaisa, let's say kids have to put their elderly parent into a senior citizen home. So is it then, let's say they're the parent will say, yeah, take it out of my bank account. So is that, should the children try to use their own money? You know, that's a mitzvah. What do you mean? I want to use my money. It's my mitzvah. Or no, it's my mitzvah even if I use your money. So you have to know what that lach is. So Meisvei, Nemar, Kavedes HaBichvazimechet, says, honor your parents, V'nemar, Kavedes Hashem Mehoncha, and honor Hashem from your hon, from your treasure. Ma'la halon b'chizar and kiss, just like the kibud by Hashem means where there's a lack from your pocketbook, right? Mehoncha. Avkan b'chizar and kiss, so to hear, it's chizar and kiss, that you should have to lose something for it. V'yamar mishalah, but if it's from the father, menafka lemine, but if it comes from the father's bank, you're not losing anything. So what does that mean? So labito malacha. The answer is no. Even if you come from the father's bank account, you still have to take off work. You still have to lose something in order to take care of the parents. So therefore, that's the chisaron kiss that could be being referred to.
If the father doesn't have.
If the father does not have, then the children take care of it, Tosu said. What if they both don't have? Then the children have to be chozer al apsachim. They have to go into debt to get it. Well, it might depend. Mishal ben. If it's Mishal ben, then it's their mitzvah. Do you say the same thing that applies to other mitzvahs, that there's a limit, or do you say by ki'ilu asa? It's as if I did it. You don't say that when there was a result-oriented mitzvah, right? You have to accomplish something. As Rabbi Yosef Engel says, you don't say that by mitzvahs when I don't chavero, right? I was traveling to the hospital, I got a flat tire, okay, I can't go. So only srach mana patre. It's as if I did it, as if I visited him. Right? The guy feels so good that I went, I didn't get there. So you only say ki'ilu asa by mitzvahs ben adam lamako. Couldn't shake a lulav. Hashem says, okay, it's as if you did it. But if there's a result-oriented mitzvah, like most mitzvahs, Ben Adam Machaveiro, so Yosef Engel says that it does not apply. Okay, Tashma, number 2 try. Beizachem, Shnei Shutfim, Abu Beno, Verabit Tamido, you have 2 people, right? 2 brothers, 2 partners, father and a son, who are Rebbe and a Talmud. Podin Zelazeh, Meiser Sheni. They could be podin each other's Meiser Sheni, meaning, we know this halacha in year 1, 2, 4, and 5, that after I give Shuma and Maaser Rishon, I have to take Maaser Sheni, take a tenth of what's left, and bring that up to Yerushalayim, and eat it in Yerushalayim. And if I don't want to schlep it all up, I'm allowed to change the Kedusha, be Mechalo the Kedusha, from the fruit onto money, and bring up the money. But the halacha is that if I'm doing that pidyon process to my own Maaser Sheni, I have to add on 25%. Add on a fifth. What we call 25%, right? A fifth milavar. But if somebody else is poed to that, and changes it into money and brings it up, then they don't have to add on a fifth. Only if the owner themselves adds on a fifth. So says the Braisa, says the Tosefta, that 2 partners or brothers, or even a father and a son, or Rav and a Talmud, they're considered an acher regarding Maaser Sheni. If a son redeems his father's Maaser Sheni that brings it up to Yerushalayim, he does not have to add on a fifth. He's called an acher. Even if he right? If he's he's supporting him. Nosin lo mizonos mishalo. And the second line, which is the one important for us now, umachilin zelaza meiser ani. And they can even give each other meiser ani. If the father's poor, the son can give the father some of his meiser ani in the third and the sixth year. So he asked the Gemara, 1 minute, if Iyamrin Mishal Ben, if the son is responsible to do kibbutz avayim with his own money, nimsa zepore chovo mishal aniyim. So what's going to happen? He's going to give his meiser ani to his father. So in halacha, the saying goes, you're not allowed to kill two birds with one stone. Right? You can't fulfill two obligations with one payment. Right? If somebody has a certain chov that he has to use, right? That's what we say, meiser ksafim. You're not allowed to use meiser money for mitzvahs that you have to do. You could use meiser money for mitzvahs that you don't have to do, voluntary mitzvahs. But that's why that's the tuition issue. Right up until a certain age where a parent has an obligation to give their child an education, you can't use meiser money for that. That's why you got to find out from the schools how much of my money is going to my kid and how much of my money is going to my friend's kid for scholarship. Right? Not all of the money that a parent gives for tuition, and they didn't remember what tuition was, right? Not all of that money is going to my child. So again, you can't kill two birds with one stone. You can't use two payments to do one payment to do two mitzvahs. So here, if you say it's from the son, so you're doing kibbutz avayim and meiser ani. So that can't be. That's not appropriate. So Gemara, and that's not allowed either. So lo tzricha la dafa. The answer is la hadafa. Meaning, you're right. You can't use meiser ani for the main things your father needs, kibbutz avayim. But let's say your father likes some extras. You're doing something beyond regular kibbutz. Not just regular kibbutz. Let's say you're getting him ice cream shakes every Friday afternoon because he loves that. Right? You don't have to do that. That's something that he needs. On top of something extra, so for that you can use meiser ani because that's not a real obligation. So, ihachi, if that's true, what do you mean? What about the next part? Hainu, d'ktani Allah, Amar Yehuda, didn't Rabbi Yehuda say about that? Tavo me'era, libi shemachal is one of the meiser sheni. Rabbi Yehuda said about that Tosefta that a curse should go upon those who feed their father meiser ani. But if it's all the extras, what's so bad about that? If you're just using the meiser ani for the extra stuff you have to do to the father, so why so bad? So it's still what we would call pasnished. Zila be milsa, giving your father meiser ani? What do you, so you're the rich one, and you're giving your father the meiser ani? Oh, God, it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate. Your father should stay out of your meiser ani collection should go to a different ani. Even if your father's an ani, it should not be used even for the extras. Period. Okay, so try number two. We try to ask a kasha on Mishal Av, and it's no kasha. Shal Tarshma, Shal Luaz Rabbi Elazar, Heichan Kibbutz Avayim. How far does Kibbutz Avayim go? I'm sorry we didn't get to talk about it. Yesterday's Duma Ben Nesina stories. A lot to say there. What does the Paraduma have to do with it? So Shal Luaz Rabbi Elazar, Heichan Kibbutz Avayim. How far does Kibbutz Avayim go? Amar Lahem, Kedei Sheyitol Arniki V'Yisrekenu Layam B'fanav. Even if your father goes, takes your wallet in front of you and throws it into the sea, and you don't embarrass him, you're not upset. That's the statement. And if it's all from the father, so then what's the nafkamina? Meaning, if father's not allowed to take your money for the kibbutz, if it's mishalav, then he just takes an arniki, throws a wallet into the sea, so then he throws his own wallet. So what? Why are you so upset? Why is that such a great nisayon? He didn't throw your money. So the answer is, b'ro'i liyarsho. No, you were going to yarshin that. There went your... Right, he takes the winning lottery ticket and throws it into the sea. I'm like, it's not yours yet, but royally yarsho. So that's how far kibbutz avayim goes. V'chiha, as here too, we see the length of kibbutz avayim. This little story here, there is so much to say about it. V'chiha, the Rabbi Bar Avuna, like Rabbi Bar Avuna, the Rav Huna karashirai ba'anpi, Rabbi Bray. Rav Huna ripped up his son Rabbi's favorite shirt right in front of him. His favorite shirt, he ripped it up in front of him. Omar, Ezel Echzi Rasach Ilo Rasach. He says, let me see if he's going to get angry. I want to test my son. See how his kibbutz avayim anger temptations are. Let me check. So that's what so you see, that's what he tested. So he asked the Gemara now, 1 minute, how do you do that? Vidilma Rasach Vakabra Lifne Iver Losi De Michal. Maybe he's going to get angry. He's going to buy a Lifne Iver. Right? And what's he going to do? Rashi says, he's going to curse his father. Hit his father, curse his father. So, Lifnei Iver. So the answer is, Demochel Eliakri. No, he was Mochel. He was Mochel on his covet. So that's why there wouldn't be a problem of Lifnei Iver. We'll get back to each line. Let's just finish. V'kavar Mishum Baltashchis. Isn't it Baltashchis? He's ripping up a shirt for no reason. So the Gemara did not answer, it's for a good reason. He's testing him. Didn't say that. The Gemara said, no, Da'ovet Le Bipum Biani. He did it on the hem. On the hem, on the seam, Rashi says, so it didn't go down in value. Rashi says, Einu nechzar midamav. Period. Maybe that's the goof of the point. Why he didn't get angry? So there was no test. So no, da'avad le'bishas rischei. He was already angry about something else. So he knew he wouldn't be able to focus on where he ripped his shirt in Arla. He was angry about something else. He had a bad day in school. So he came over, then he did it. So he knew he wouldn't be able to focus on where exactly it was ripped. So therefore, it was a good test. Okay. A few smaller points and then a larger point. Number one, I isn't a lifnei iver. So Rashi says, as I mentioned, he was worried of the Dilma Rasach. Maybe he's going to say something to his father. Right, that's what Rashi says. Says the Birk, ask the Birka Yosef. Right, the Chida in Reish Mem. 1 minute. He would forget saying something. What does the Gemara say? Vidum Arasach, maybe he'll get angry, and anger is Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah. Forget the fact that he's going to do something to the father. And he's mochel on his coven. But isn't Kilo Kois, Kola Kois Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah? Says the Chida. So, Mi Wadai in Sarach Lamodai, the Irasach Wavon Kas, the Shakal Kavodah Zarah. Vika Lifnei Iver, Umayahani the Machal Yikre. So, he got angry. So v'nir alei, it must be the Rav Huna thought that chazal of Kolakoyski Ovid of Zara is only by Ka'as Gadol. A certain sug Ka'as that is beyond. But a little annoyance, anger, says the Birka Yosef, that might be bad. The Rambam says that Ka'as and Gaiva, the two, you gotta go to the extreme, so even a little bit is bad, but that's not Kilu Ovid of Zara. It's not that far. After the Rasa Koshu, and he knew that's the most his son would get. That's the Berkei Yosef on that line. But the big issue here to this these Gemaras relate to two ideas. Number one, the Gemara says maybe he's going to get angry and he's going to violate Lifnei Iver. There's a major discussion in the Achronim. The Yad Malachi has the suffix. If I try to get you to do an Aveira and I do not succeed, do I violate Lifnei Iver? Do I violate Lifnei Iver only if you actually did the Aveira? Let's say I give a cup of wine to a Nazir, and he does not drink it. I say, oh, I'll get him next time. Do I violate Lifnei Iver or not? Says the Yad Malachi, there are two Gemaras. This Gemara sounds like it has to actually be done. Maybe he's going to get angry and violate Lifnei Iver. What do you mean, Vidilma? Forget the Vidilma. What you did. It's actual. That's one Gemara. The Gemara sounds like it has to happen. But there's a Gemara in Moed Katan, on Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says, I just have to find it. Moed Katan Daf Yud Zayin sounds otherwise. The Gemara says, Amsi de Rebbe, Chazise lu gavre de kave machi lu beno gadol. Right? The maidservant of Rebbe saw another guy who was hitting his son. Amra levi hu gavre b'shamta. Right? You're excommunicated. De ka'avar mishum lifnei iver lo si de mechshol. You're violating lifnei iver. What do you mean he's violating? You don't get violated if the son hits back. Then the answer is, right now you're violating. So you have two Gemaras. Kedushin sounds like you only violate if it happens, and you're Moed Katan, you're Zayin. No. So, the way the Achronim suggests is that maybe this is totally on what Lifnei Iver is all about. Is Lifnei Iver, or the nature of Lifnei Iver, is it what we call a Aveira Prati, or Aveira Klali? Meaning, is there a separate scorecard in Shemayim for Lifnei Iver? And every time I do Lifnei Iver, it goes on that score. I do Lifnei Iver of Treif and Lifnei Iver of Nazir and Lifnei Iver of Kibbutz of Aim. It all goes on the same scorecard. It's Lifnei Iver. That's if Lifnei Iver is her Klali. Or do I say, no, it's part and parcel of every Aveira. If I do Lifnei Iver of Treif, there's a little Lifnei Iver section on the Treif scorecard in Shemayim. And it's Prati and Kibbutz of Aim. And there's only 364 scorecards in Shemayim. The Lifnei Iver one goes with each and every, other Aveira. So that might be what this is about. If you say it's part and parcel of every other Aveira, so then you might have to actually have that Aveira done by somebody else. But if you say it's Klali, so then maybe if it's not done. Another nafkamina related to this is, what if you're machshel somebody in an Isser Durabanan? Do you violate Lifnei Iver Doraisa? You only got him to do a Durabanan. That's the subject of the Minchas Chinuch. He says, and again, you might say, if Lifnei Iver is a Klali, then even if you do a Durabanan. But if it's Prati, so then maybe it can't be worse than the Aveira that you caused. So therefore, it can only be the Rabbanan. Then Minchas Chinuch ends up by saying that maybe not. Maybe it's Daraisa in any case, because getting somebody to do an Aveira de Rabbanan is no better than giving him bad advice. That's also bad advice, and bad advice is Daraisa. Right? You want to get by a certain house, and you don't want the other guy to beat you. So you say, you give him problems. You say, there are so many problems with that house. So he doesn't buy it, and then you go buy it. Lifnei Iver Daraisa. Right? You say, so it's not worse than that. You'd be Machshulin instead of Rabbanan. So he would say, Miman of Shachar would be a Da'araisa. One of the most fascinating machloksim that is totally on this issue is the machlok between the Balamor and the Ramban. The Balamor and the Ramban, is Lifnei Iver of the big three, Yehari Val Yavar? Let's say somebody comes over to you and says, convince Ruvain to kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you. So is that Yehari Val Yavar? Reuven, somebody says, Reuven, you kill Shimon, or I'm going to kill you. Reuven has to be killed. Yehari Vayavar. What if somebody goes over to somebody and says, convince Reuven to kill Shimon, or I'm going to kill you. So is Lifnei Iver of the big three, is that Yehari Vayavar? That's the Machlokas Baal Amor, the Ramban in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalid. The Baal Amor says, the Baal Amor, which is quoted in the Ramah, holds that it is Yehari Vayavar, meaning an Isser Prati, while the Ramban, the Malchamas there in Sanhedrin, says no, since the Klali, you would not have to give your life for it. So again, there's a number of other issues, but this is one of the main issues that come up in the Sugya of Lifnei Iver, based on this Gemara of, maybe he'll get angry. Then the next line is also important. Let's continue. Machal Yakre is Machal is Kavit. So the Ritva here, the Tosva says, the Machal Yakre, it must be that he let him know beforehand. He was Mochel on his Kavit, but it must be that he told his son beforehand, by the way, I'm going to be Mochel on my Kavit. But Zorach Lomashel, do you call them Lachain? Shalom Yekamod? Because what, if not, it's just like if the son does it without knowing that the father was Mochel on his Kavit, it's like trying to eat a piece of treif and it ends up being kosher. You still need Kapar for that. So it must be that he let him know beforehand that he was mochel on his kavod. You got to figure out then how was it a test? How was it a test? Okay, you have to figure it out. The Ritva says no, relating to what we just said. You know why? Even if he didn't tell him beforehand, the Efshar de Belav de Lifnei Iver Kivan Shehu Lav Kolel Lo Machmarin and Kulehai. More of a general type of Isser than you're not so machmir, but Sharina Bahafi Kedilan Asoso Ulahadricha Baderach Yeshara. So you're even allowed to do it, even without telling him beforehand. One other final point related to this, the Turi Evid and Megillah asks, there's a concept of being mochel on kavod, but there's a concept also, we have it by kavod harav, bizayon harav, the rav can't be mochel on. Even though we're going to see that a rebbe can be mochel on his kavod, he can't be mochel on his bizayon, to be mevazen, to disgrace him. So I was in Rav Huna worried that if someone's going to disgrace him, not just kavod. So the Turi Evin says, big chedish, if you look in the sources, he says, maybe the concept of not being able to be mochel on bizayon is only by a rebbe. Maybe you cannot apply that to a father. Maybe a father can be mochel on, even on his bizayon. He's not sure about it, but who knows that if it's exactly the same, bizayon and kavod, of a rav and of an av. Okay, and one final point related to this, and that is, isn't it baltashkes? Rashi says, no, he cut it on the seam, and therefore what? So Rashi says, and therefore it did not go down in value. Rashi's mashma, and this is a machlokas in the achronim, what if you destroy something, but you can still benefit from it? Let's say you cut down some branches on a tree instead of just destroying the whole tree. Is that also Baal Tashkus? So that's the Machlokas we showed. And the Me'iri says, in Brachas, we discussed this, those of you who heard the Tuesday night Shiurim last year on the web, the Rashi says the Me'iri says in Brachas that if you just trim it, that's not Baal Tashkus. But other Rishonim disagree that it would be Bathashkos even if it just goes down in value. Where do they quote? Rashi right here. What does Rashi here say? He cut it on the seam and therefore it didn't go down in value, so it's not Bathashkos. Mashma, that if it would have gone down in value, even if it's still usable, it would still be Bathashkos. So what's the Machlokas about? Again, we have a Chakir in the Achronim, Rabbi Daniel Feldman in the Bina Besfarim. My friend has the Chakir from the Achronim, and that is Bathashkos about purely the fact that you're making something unusable? Hashem gives you the world to use, and you're destroying it. And it's terrible. You are, ruining what Hashem gave you to use. Or do you say no? The Sefer HaChinuch seems to say it's the Maisa HaShchasa itself. Focus on the Gavra, not on the fact on the, that you, what you're doing, but it's the Gavra that is doing such a Maisa HaShchasa. So therefore you might say, if it's about that, then if it's the Maisa HaShchasa, then it's Aser, even if it's still usable. But if Rashi, that's Rashi here. But if you say no, it's about the benefit that you won't be able to get, so then as long as you can sell the benefit, it might not be a problem. This applies to Pachas B'Kashir. Is there a Batashkos Pachas B'Kashir? What about crumbs? Right? Is there a Batashkos by crumbs? Right? Is there a Batashkos B'Sheval Tase? How do you have that case? Somebody came to the Minchas Yitzchak and says he always had Pas Yisrael, but he went to England, and at that time, years ago, they didn't have any Pas Yisrael there, so he brought Pas Akum. Okay, I can't be machmer lechatchila. He comes back to Eretz Yisrael and he has some leftovers. He has some donuts left. So can I still eat these or no? Now I'm back to Bazir. I have to let these rot. Is there baltashkos b'shev altase? So again, if you say if it's the ma'isa hashchas involved, you might need a ma'isa. If it's not the benefits, then these are plenty. You could benefit from these. So again, there's many other nafkaminas. You can listen to the shir from last year on it. What about if there's another toelet? I get greater benefit by cutting down the tree. Again, the whole issue of trees, as I think we've noted in the past, is it's a scary, scary area psak, al pi kabbalah, for ki adam et hasada, for poskim. One said, what am I Rebbeim, who paskins everything? One said, I don't paskin trees. I don't paskin trees. And it's a lot of ayin hara issues when it comes to trees, and therefore they stay away from it. Okay. Right. Unless it's a sakana. If there's a sakana involved, dangerous berries, then for sure it's okay. Okay, as you see, there's a lot to say here. So, two dots. Masi, the Rabbi Yechezkel, the Rami Bray. So, Rabbi Yechezkel says to his son, something out of left field, but you'll see, at the end, it has to do with how he talked to his father in this sugya. But first, we have the sugya. So, Masi, the Rabbi Yechezkel, the Rami Bray. Hanisravim in his kalin. Let's say you have people who are chayiv sreifa, burning, that got mixed up with people who are chayiv skila. The jail cells got mixed up. So what do you do? How do you put, so you take somebody, you have to put him to death. You don't know whether to give him strafe or a skila. So Reb Shimon, Omer, you don't have a skila. Reb Shimon says, give him skila. Why? Shasrefa chamura. Reb Shimon's of the opinion, we don't pass in this way, that the worst, the most chamur is srefa. So because you have a suffix, you go by the more make a one. So you give him skila. Amar le Reb Yehuda Bray, Reb Yehuda's son says to him, Abba, lotis lihachi, don't say that. My are yasrefa chamura. Why are you saying the reason you give skila is because srefa is more chamur? Typically, Jeruba than Iskalin inu. What do you mean? Do it because, what does it say? Nisrafim bin Niskalim. Mashma, the ones that are Niskalim are the rove. So forget which is more chamur or not. Niskalim are the rove. That's why you give him skila. You go after the rove. So Gemara says, Elohach yasne ha Niskalim bin Nisrafim. So change it. Change it. It must be the case is that Niskalim got mixed up in Nisrafim, meaning Nisrafim are the rove. And that's why you give Niskalin, because that is the more makel opinion. Tosas and Chulin asks, not for now, you can look it up, Daf Yad Alfam Abayz, while they'll be shown there. What do you mean? By Nefashis, you always go after the Rove. Right? You have a case, right? The Beis Din puts him to death, Alpi Rove. Right? So why don't you go after the Rove here? It's a good question. Amalei, so 1 second, so we just said, if it's Niskalim or in Nisrafim, Nisrafim and the Rove, so you give him Niskalim. So Amalei, Yihachi, if that's true, look at the Seifa. Ema Seifa, Vacham Omrim, Yoduna Besreifa. Vacham say, no, you give him Sreifa, Shaskila Chamura. What we paskin? Skila is more Chamura, so you have to give him Sreifa. So 1 second, my Ari, the Skila Chamura. Why did the Chacham say that the reason you give him Skila is because Sreifa, because Skila is more Chamura, typically Druba Nisrafim inu. Let the Chachamim say that Rubam, it got mixed up into most Sreifa people, so therefore you should say that's the reason that you give him Sreifa. You go after the Rove. So Amalei, no. Hasam Rabbanu to Kamalei the Reb Shimon. Really, the Rabbanan are just going against Reb Shimon's Taina. You know, the Rabbanan say, you're right. Really, you should give him Sreifa because Sreifa is Rove. But they're adding the Ka'amrit, Sreifa Chamura. You're saying Sreifa is more Chamur? Lo, Skila Chamura. They hold that Skila is more Chamur, period. So Amalei, Shmuel, Reb Yehuda, Shedina, Lo, Temel, Alev, Chachi. How can you talk to your father like this? Say, don't say that. The Tanya, the Bryce says, Ari Shahaya, Aviv Avar Adivrei Torah. The father is violating something. Al Yomalo, you cannot say, Abba, Avar Adivrei Torah, Abba. You did something wrong. You can't say that. Ela Omer, lo, even though maybe you can say that to other Jews, but not to your father. Ela Omer, lo, Abba, Kakas of a Torah. It says that in the Torah. You can't say you're wrong. So Gemara says, Kakas of a Torah, it's Yerikam Sarale. That's so bad. Abba, it says in the Torah. Isn't that still bad? So the Gemara says, no. Ela Omer, lo, Abba, Mikra Kasuv Batorah Kach. Just quote the Pasuk. The Tosafot Riazakin says, the Chavamina was that you said it. Doesn't it say in the Torah? Like, kind of sarcastically, and the answer is no, you just say it. Just say the Pasuk. Just say the Pasuk, that's it. And he should get his own message from the Pasuk. Let's say somebody, your father asked you to give you a drink of water, get him a drink of water, and there's also a mitzvah to do at that time. I don't keep it of aim, and I just do the mitzvah. Why? Because me and my father have to do mitzvahs to Hashem. So if it's a kibbutz of aim versus a mitzvah right now, so then I do the mitzvah, says the Tanakhama. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, it depends. If somebody else could do the mitzvah, if somebody else could do the mitzvah, let somebody else do the mitzvah, and you do kibbutz of aim. Amar of Masna, halacha Isi ben Yehuda, the halacha is like Isi ben Yehuda. The Achronim discuss, look in the Mefarshim here, what about Talmud Torah? What about Talmud Torah and kibbutz of aim? Is that a mitzvah like every second of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, so that is a suffix. The Shara Mitzvah Balacha here discusses, what about a mitzvah that is a suffix mitzvah? For example, you're about to daven, and your father asks you to do something, and you know there are other shittas that say that the zman for davening is a little later. So could you rely, it's a suffix, when's the zman kriyash, by when's the zman fila? Are you allowed to rely on the later shittas, makam suffix, maybe it's not a mitzvah now. Even if it's a mitzvah not possible at the acherim, are you allowed to rely on somebody else in that case? Where does this discussion come up? I read this Pesharim Siyam Balachi, I'm like, oh, he's going to quote it! But he didn't quote it. comes up in the Birchas Peres and Barshas Vayigash. What's it doing there? Right? When Yaakov and Yosef meet each other, what does Rashi say? Yaakov's busy saying Kriya Shema, and Yosef's not. So all the Rechonim say, what's going on here? Is it this man for Kriya Shema? So why isn't Yosef saying Kriya Shema? Is it not this man for Kriya Shema? So why is Yaakov saying Kriya Shema? So some say, oh, Yaakov, Yosef was being Oseg B'mitzvah, keep it out of aim. That's why he wasn't saying Kriya Shema. Oseg B'mitzvah, part of mitzvah. But Yaakov, there was no mitzvah. What? No mitzvah. That's why he was saying Kriya Shema. It was his mind for Kriya Shema. But it's mashma that even by a mitzvah overes, you do keep it out of aim, because he was going to miss out Kriya Shema Yosef. The whole lump is there between the Achronim. The Birchas Peres there quotes the Maral, which he likes, and that says that maybe it was no Kriya Shema. That's what he says. We've had drushes about this before. That is, it wasn't time for Kriya Shema, but he had such love at that moment for his son, he wanted to channel towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the, you can look there, it's a beautiful piece that the Berachos Beres quotes from the Gur Aryeh, from the Maharal. But either way, that discussion there is all about Zman Kriya Shema versus Kibbut Ava Aim. Okay, weiter. Amar Yisrael Bar Shilam, Amar Mas, Amar Chizda, Harav Shema Chal Kvodo Kvodo Macho, the father is allowed to be Mochel in his covet. Harav Shema Chal Kvodo Ain Kvodo Macho, but a Rebbe cannot. Rav Yosef Amar, no, I feel the Rav Shema Chal Kvodo Kvodo Macho, a Rebbe can also. Shene Amar, Vashem Olech Lefneim Yomam. It says Hashem went in front of them. I mean, Hashem is going in front of Klal Yisrael. Is that covet for him? He goes first, right? Usually you have the entourage first. So you see, even Hashem is mochel. So of course a Rebbe can. So what does the first opinion do with that pasuk? Amar Rav Hachiyash, the woman. Hasma Kadosh Baruch Hu Alma Dilehu. Hashem owns the world. Hashem fears the Welt. But Torah Dilehi, and the Torah is also Hashem's. Mochel Liakre, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu do whatever he wants. Hacha Torah Dilehu. He is the Torah really belonging to the Rabbi that he could be mochel? So the Mari answers later. Hadar Marav, Rav said, yeah, it, yes. Torah Dilehi. Uf Tichsiu, Sarasa, Yegam, Yom of Alayla. Right, the first pasuk in Tehillim. Asher Elah Kachar, Alora, Matas, Hashem, Derech, Hatelam, Mosa, Lejim, 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 Ki in Besoras Hashem, Chevso, Uf Besoras So, Yegam, Yom of Alayla. First it's Soras Hashem, but over time it becomes his. Besoras So, Yegam, Yom of Alayla. So it is his, yeah. Aini, is this really true that a Rebbe can be mochel on his covet? Rava Mashki Be'ilula Debrei. Rava was serving drinks at his son's wedding. The Dalei Kisa, as long as the father goes around, he wants to make l'chaim with people. Right? So it's a Vidalei Kisa Rapabla Rafun, he goes, Rav Yeshua, and he goes over to these two great rabbis, Vakomi Kamei. And when he comes over, you know what do you do when a great rabbi comes over to gives you anything? You stand up right away. You keep chomping on your chicken and you look up while he's standing there? You stand up. So they stood up. Rav Mari, Rav Pinchas, Rav Chizav, Lokomi Kamei. Two other rabbis did not stand up. Ikpid. So the father of the Chassan, father of the, right, got upset. Right, these are rabbis, these aren't rabbis. Meaning, and what do you see from there, though, that they felt they couldn't be makpid on their covet? There are different ways how to read this Gemara, but let's go with one of the readings. That these rabbis who were sitting thought they couldn't be makpid on their covet. They're eating, they're not going to get up. Vesu, another story. Rapapa Vimashki be Lula da Abba Mar Bray. Also, he was serving drinks at his sons. Vidale Kisel, Revisla Bray, the Yehuda, Velokami Kame, Bikpin, again. Right, so he was a makpid about it. So my answer is no. Afilu hachi hider mevi lebo. They should have done the little get up from the chair a little bit. You know, I can't get up right now. I'll do the little get up. Right? They should have at least done that to show that they want to get up, but they can't get up. Right? So that's question is whether that's considered getting up. Some people think that you're yotze with that by Baruch Hashem Amvarach, by other things. Don't know exactly what's when you have to stand up, when you don't have to stand up. Weiter. Amar Rav Ashi. Afilu mandam Rav Ashi machol kvodu kvodu macho. Rav Ashi is fine. You're right. So even the Rebbe can be mochel on his covet. We know that for sure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even according to the Mandar that says Rav kvodo machol kvodo machol, Nasi shemachol kvodo ain kvodo machol. But a Nasi that's mochel on his covet, he cannot be mochel on his covet. The Nasi. Meisvei, is that really true? Meisvei Rebbe was a Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Sadok. Shayim Mesub Mebeis Hamishah Benosha Rebbe Gamliel. They were at the wedding of the son of Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Gamliel was the Nasi. Rebbe Gamliel omi to mashkalei, and Rebbe Gamliel was also giving them drinks. Nasa nakos to Rebbe Eliezer. Velo Natzlo. Rabbi Gamliel gave a drink to Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer didn't accept it. Natzlo Rabbi Yeshua v'kiblo. Rabbi Yeshua accepted it. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Maze Yoshua. Yeshua, why do you accept it? Anu Yoshin v'Gamliel Omedu Mashkel Leinu. The Nasi is serving us? How can you accept a drink from him? Omer Le, Parshish HaShavua, Siyata Deshmaya. Matzinu Gadol Mimenu, what do you mean? Shashimish Avram, Gadol Ador Haya. Right, Avram Avinu, what did he do with the Malachim? And he was the Gadol Ador. He was the only Jew. V'kasev bo, v'hu omeid alehem. Right? He stood on the malachim. V'shemer tamur k'malachim. Shari zidu below. Ah, you thought because they were malachim, and that's why he was serving them. Lo nidmilo elo la'arviyim. He thought they were Arabs. They were Arabs. V'ana lo yehi rabba gamliel b'rebi omeid mashka aleinu. If Avram Avinu did it, we could do it too. We could let Rabbi Gamliel do it. How do you know they were Arabs? How do we know that how do we know that he thought they were Arabs? So Rashi here quotes like he quotes Al HaTorah, right? Lo nidvul el arvim, sixth skinny line. Sha'amar lahem barachasu raglechem. He told them to wash their feet. Sha'arvim ishtachavim la'avak raglechem. Because the Arabs bow down to the dust on their feet. So everybody has dust on their feet in the desert. How do you know that they serve the dust on their feet? So the Eitz Yosef says, no, the point is, he saw these guys in the desert. Who walks in the desert on a 300 degree day? Whatever that is in Celsius. Right? Who's out in the desert? The only people who will be in the desert are people who worship the sun. And they feel like the sand that gets very hot from the sun also has special kedusha, and it's a key to walk in it. And that's how he knew who's walking out. He says, and that's why the Avram thought they were masaking themselves. Because who else would go out, you know, on a day like this in the hot, you feel sand when it's burning hot, you can't walk on it. Can't walk on it, right? So that's what that's how Avram knew it. They add that he quotes that from the Shlach Kadosh, from the Shlach Kadosh. He knew they were malachim, but they weren't food. So maybe he's just playing the game. But you know, they're acting like it, so you don't know for sure. So Amar lahem, Reb Tzadok, and Masay atem menichim kvodo shel. So Reb Tzadok pipes in at this time, and Masay atem menichim kvodo shel malkom, atem oskim bekavod habrias. How long are you worried about kavod habrias? Think about Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu meishiv ruach osu mal and nesiim umorid matar umatzmiach adama. Hashem brings the winds and the dew and the rain umatzmiach adama and makes things grow. Vorech shulchan levdekol lechad veechad, and he sets the table in front of each person and he gives everybody parnasa. Kadosh Baruch Hu is osik in the prati pratim of everybody's life. So of course, Rabbi Gamliel is not doing anything wrong. Kodesh Baruch Hu gets down on his hands and knees, Kaviyachol, and helps us out. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can too. The Ben Yoyada says, why do we quote these? He does the rain, he does the Parnasa, why Dafka these quoted here? So the Ben Yoyada says, no, this is the first Gemara in Tainus. What does Gemara in Tainus that base say? Right, three maftechas that Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps to himself. One of them is the rain is Parnasa. The whole point of the Gemara, they want to show Kodesh Baruch Hu does it himself. That's why Dafka quote, and once you quote the rain and the Parnasa, you also quote the rest of the agricultural Mishalim. You don't quote the other two because they're not a Shriach. What, having a baby and Tchias HaMesim? Right, so that's not a Shriach, so that's the Ben Yodas. They're not quoted here. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu is down on his hands and knees and helping us. So Eli Yidmar, Hach Yidmar, you're right. Amar Ravashi says, Ravashi, Amar Efi Lamadar, Nasi Shemachal, quote the Kvodo Machal. Even if you hold that a nasi can be mochel on his, even though a nasi can be mochel on his covered, melech shekavachal kvodo ain't kvodo machel. A melech cannot be mochel on his covered. Shenemar shom tasim alecha melech shetehei imaso alecha. A melech cannot be mochel on his covered because that's a special din. Shom tasim alecha melech, not for now, but shom tasim alecha melech. Is it a mitzvah? Assuming it is a mitzvah, so why was Shmuel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu so upset when they asked for a king? 4 or 5 times from Shatam in the Rishonim in Shmuel, say for Shmuel, about what the problem was in terms of asking for a king in Shmuel Alf. Okay. Does it apply to a Gaisha king? So that's a discussion in the Achronim I saw. I'm not, like, let's say, not a leader. What about a leader? Let's say the president. Right. Som Tassim Alech HaMelech. I don't know if it applies to a president-elect. But it's does a president have the status of a melech? That might not be in halacha because there is a senate. The president can do it. It's not a monarchy, right? So once you have a monarchy, then you can talk. But if there's a democracy, it's a big question whether the president has the status of a melech. If he can make unilateral decisions most of the time he has to get consent from his staff. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Mipnei seva takum, more halachas about kibud. Mipnei seva takum, you have to stand up in front of an elder. Yachal afilu mipnei zaken ashmai. You might think this applies even to a zaken ashmai. What's an ashmai? So Rashi says, Asham Rasha v'am ha'aretz. A Rasha and am ha'aretz. All the Rishonim jump on Rashi. A Rasha? You have to give him covered? You have to throw him down, Tosfos says. So Tosfos says, no, Ashmai means an am ha'aretz. Not a Rasha. Most Rishonim agree with Tosfos. How do you defend Rashi? Even a Rasha? So the Pnei Yeshua says, yeah, sometimes when he's acting like a Rasha, you got to knock him down. But he's not acting like a Rasha, you have to give him covered. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Rashi, what does Rashi say? Rasha v'am ha'aretz. You know what Rashi's saying there? He's a Rasha because he's an am ha'aretz, meaning he's not lahachas. Rashi doesn't mean stama Rasha, but he means beautiful am Aruch HaShulchan and reish mem dalad beis. Shagama kavan is Rashi kenu, he's like Tosfos. He's talking about Rasha mamish, afil tam rachacha Rasha also l'chabdo. But Rashi means, yesh am ha'aretz batora, avo makayim mitzvah sumeniach tefillin umispalav shamele debech hachamim. And that's the b'nei zeva takum. If there's an am ha'aretz batora, he doesn't know anything, but he goes through the practice of doing mitzvahs. There are many people, Pasha the Yidden, they don't know anything, but they go through all the mitzvahs. So that's a Russia batora. Doesn't know any Torah, but he's not Ma'aretz. Of course, you have to give him kavod. But yesh Ma'aretz shemipnei pshituso eino miniach tefillin b'chol yom u'mezalfel b'mitzvus. V'agam she'ino osa zeh b'bnei rishuto el b'bnei pshituso, because of his lack of knowledge. That's why he does it, and that's why he acts like a Russia, because he just doesn't have knowledge. Klomar, that's why Russia is Russia va'ama'aretz. Klomar, b'bnei shehu ama'aretz who osem ma'aser resha v'lo l'shem rishus. That's what we're talking about. He says, and you got a lot of people like that, Pesman Azeh, says the Aruch HaShulchan. So again, that's what Rashi's talking about. Not Stama Rasha that does a Lahachas. So either way, that's an Ashmai. So you might think you have to see it. Afilim Ibn Zakan Ashmai Tamalam Rezaki. No, only a Zaki. It means Zakan El Chacham. And a Zakan only means a Chacham. Shnemar Esfali Shivimish Bizikna Yisrael. So you see it from the Zakanim and their elders there. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Ain Zakin El Misha Kana Chachma. Zaki means somebody who acquired Chachma. Shnemar Hashem Kanani Rachis Darko. Hashem created the world, Rachis Darko, the beginning of the way. Yachal Yama Bnei Panav Mimakam Rachok. You might think you could have to stand in front of this person, even from afar. Tamalakar Takum Vahadarta. Lomarta Kime El Makam Sheshidur. No, only Bamakam, in a place where it's Nikar that you're doing it, as covered for him, so it has to be within Dalai Lama's.
Are they saying that he's not old, or he's old and these things?
Good question. Is he, let's say he's not, even if he's not old, if he's a Zakeh, if he's Kana Chachma, he has a status of being old. We'll start with the Ben Yoyada tomorrow to explain why a Chacham is called a Zakeh. We'll get to that. Beautiful Ben Yoyada. Yochel Yajerna B'mama, you, I think, Hidr, you have to give him a lot of money. Tamalamer Takam Adar, Tamakima Sheimba Chisaron Kis, Afidr Sheimba Chisaron Kis. No, just like Kima has no Chisaron Kis, getting up. Afidr, so too, you don't have to give money. Yochel Yamo, Mihara Vesa Kis, Mesa Merchaz, you might think you can have to stand up for him even when you're in a bathroom. Tamalamer Takam Adar, Tamalamati Kima, Lamakam Sheshidr. No, only in a place where you could do Hidr is Kima appropriate. Period. Yochel Yatzim, made up a Kamishal or Ahu, you might think that you could just hide your eyes and pretend you don't see him. Tamalamer Takam Adar, Vyaresa, Dover Amasal Olev, Namarbo, Vyaresa Melokecha. You have to fear Hashem, meaning Hashem knows whether you know or not. Period. Okay, we have to stop here. And Beth Hashem will continue with a few more notes on this tomorrow.